Tak, 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 tak Karena dia malam lalu banyak menemukan makan pokok kegiatan ini. Banyak kukul lu. Dapat kukul lu. Kukul lu mau dengan
laki-laki ini. Lugu misalnya atok bilang kukul kanan. Baru nak kapul lah. Kenyataannya mau tutup kanan. Induk tau nak. Esta mau tutup kapak mulai.
It's been a long time.
Sebelah kita tak boleh ikut di mana pakai hasil mereka.
sakit nanti boleh guna tolinya kecil lekune amudlah lah tu. Kita di sini di boleh dari kapur di boleh hidup ada itu. Kemudian mana lo boleh kah dia lah tahu sendiri. Kerma dia kini lagi nombor sebelum mana lupa. Kerma tu boleh election dalam.
I have a question to ask since you're talking about noses. We know Eskimo live in snow houses here, don't we? Every book that we read says so. I don't know what Minyuk is and all these other houses, but anyway, we know they live in snow houses now. Do they also rub noses when they meet each other?
That's the only kiss we learned. Instead of using bacteria from other.
Let me say a few words. Lord 48, 1 month and a half ago.
30 days ago, that's the way the Eskimo kiss their wives with their nose. But they never rub it. And then when I grown up, I used to kiss my girlfriend like that. With my nose. But it seems the white people came and they used their lips to kiss the other. So we learned that, so I thought it was the best. So, many days ago, the Eskimo hardly have any TV. And they used their nose with their kisses. And after the white people came, after we learned how to kiss with our lips, there's a lot of pinky in the lot.
Charlie, go ahead.
About one month and a half ago, we were in lower 48, and then my wife getting to the schools to learn something more about teaching, teaching about Alaska. And then a lot of kids want to learn about Alaska, and then they asked about the rough nose kissing. But I told them it may be long before my time, but we kiss like anyone else now. And then after they listen to the Alaskan stories, what we know about the what we know, and then when we get through the teaching them, and when we get ready to go, one of the girls, school kids, about 100 and some kids here, and then about this high, the girls, one of them said, "Let's rub nose to Eskimo, full blood Eskimo," and she come and I just hit my little nose, so they lined up. Rub nose. That's for the goodbye. I said goodbye, and then I said thank you. And then we learn something. Me too. All of us learned from that. And then I told him about, like Paul had been said, that the doctor said it's not to use the other spoon, but still they kiss with their lips. It's the dangerous to. More dangerous to use the spoon than kissing with the lips.
But you can't stop, huh?
Yeah, that's a really thing. We've seen a lot of kids down in lower 48, even in Hawaii. They want to learn more about that. In Big Island, Hawaii, they're studying the Eskimo living up there. They've seen the Netchilik that you've seen in all the schools, Netchilik up in Canada or Greenland. They have it down there. They really want to learn something about it. Someday, I think my wife and will visit them again, because my wife has been all over the schools to learn more teaching or teach them about Alaska. And they ask me a lot of questions, if it's really, we can walk in the ice. They haven't seen in the ice walking people yet. If it's really true, if I can walk on the ice. I told him, what you've seen in there, in our home, in our little Shamnak, 3 miles out in 80 acre, and even my wife skating there. Haven't you seen this one skating place where we have living there? Yes, that's it, too. A lot of people want to know about a lot of things, like we are. If I haven't been in Row 48, I wouldn't believe what the people said about use your elbows to get through some of the too many people. We used it. We hand to hand. We just come through the big line of the people. Sometimes it's really hard time to get through. That's really true. A lot of things that we may not believe, a lot of things about what we don't know, but it was true. And then even up here, a lot of things you know here, how can you believe that you haven't seen it? If you want to get down there, you will see something for your own self. See it for yourself. And someday, some of you people will down there and you know a lot of things unbelievable. And I was down at the Seattle Hospital for 2 weeks. I've seen a lot of people, and even the lady doctors, three ladies doctors that took care of my heart with a big machine, and they let it work it, and then no men doctor there when they worked on the one hospital, and I mean one big machine. And then Dr. Rich Meyer, I wonder if he's been here, I don't know, maybe in Anchorage. And he asked me after the three ladies took care of me, and then they said it right, my heart, it was too slow, but they get it faster. And I thanked them. And then when they got it fixed, they know that Dr. Richards, the lady doctor, the doctor of those two young doctors, and she said, I got it. When he got it through, I mean, when she got it fixed, my heart right beating, not too fast, not too slow. And then she said, you're strong and you're brave and you helped me. And I said, thank you. And then when she got it through with my heart, when she knows that she helped me a lot, she come and kissed me. Boy, I'm proud of that because I thank her. She really thanked that she could help me, and I thank her. And then one doctor said, from the other doctor, I think the veteran hospital, and then he talked to me with the other two doctors, and he told me, whenever you feel that way again, kind of numb my arms, kind of numb, and then out of breath, just write him a letter. Don't waste any time to the Kotzebue or the Anchorage. Just write him a letter, notify him. He said, he's the one he's seen by the number. Hands again, that way. I forgot his name, but in my diary. And then, I think, I didn't talk too much. Anyway, rough notes, it's a good thing too, I guess. That's all.
Chester Sivek.
Sama kena, nak nak main malik punya set, kena main punya kumitan, perhati dia pun sama panu naik tu di satu, kena, ini kena makan.
ஏற்று சேர்த்து நெல்லை
Rachel has a letter she'd like to share with you. It came today.
Ami Boko, Tilding Meeting near Irene Frapp, Elisimatic Nava. The money, the Adam Metanania last month, who broke John and Lou, Robert Newland Lou, Katim Matiru, Ilio Lotta. The Martin Tavani, Katim Magalo Hotta, Iliang Ili. Mani man of me katini ton and it dot it not call lockdown the will you mako proxing it mongo to you with a fluid pitchuk sah luit it not pick a wood ubali that nong the carhuni ukal long next up can you long it you da ame ton and it ubali go ton and it they chair for me Ami ilamit yon ani dalaw meron la pero ting pinyaro dating ubaligo kila una inyupeng usli kli yung nitsa asuli ima katimat yara lokani telephone na ganga nakapeng uray magama takoro naklunga at yutik samdi pili sinyaktumay naklubo Tema ukrubinyora miglu, panektora miglu, achun lakamni, tabra inyuk. Egu miglu, ubaguk, makoonni, nekillot. Pisimat nagat uba, egini, nekit yagutuk, tabra ukrubinyora mig, panekta binyora mig. Apeksuwa masuli, tatkapko, nekipengu reitpaat. Itnahuni. Pakoti raga tinirida, konekta ko lang nyo sa kima, konekta ko lang sa tutko, nekta vinyaranik, tu vinyaranik, ikhalu vinyaranik, itlasinik, uksak tu te kahu puting. Tebe ilyani katik lu tapirak tuut. Suli ilyabut donani at Lamik Regional Corporation Lamik. Inyak tinyaya huting, taapan nili, katil lalu ting kisi huting, ami uwa uwa nga. Taputi lunga kisip kalok tu, taglan kisip taglung miwurunga, maak nga, abil lunga, abu nga, agleksong nengin nyak tungali isi makama. Taat na sili, abuliti sumit yoni, silbin munli, agliti nyaksok. Uvaguk inuit mako na long meok ta huting itna it kaloktut aglan liyok ta ba miking ang mi o nakalaho ni una inyo pengusli ta naptuk ikpigit dugu aglalak minyaksak ima ilisi magiksi ta na Irene Frost mugalokta Irene Laverne mokta Debra
I think we've had a very good day today, starting off with stars, ending up with medicine. Tomorrow we'd like to go and to think a little bit about asking you for some words of wisdom. You are the leaders. Some words of wisdom. What direction should we go from here to carry on the kind of thing that we're doing? Do you want some of this by way of suggestions? Do you want to come back here later on, some months from now, maybe next year? Do you want some of us to come to your village and build things and look more closely? We would like to have some specific suggestions from you of what we can best do from now on. And then we'll look at some other kinds of things tomorrow. I'm still wanting more information on hunting and fishing and plant foods and so on. So we have lots of questions yet. Tomorrow evening, we thought we would have a little get-together. John wants to say something, and I think we need to sort of finish it all up. So we have a kind of a closing. And then some of you will leave Saturday, and some of you will stay on, and we're very grateful to those of you who will.
Ubagok ublakon sa basakot, itna sibunak silaglo, manna ikpasapak sa basakot, kanoglita sama isimatiginirok sing, kanok ikayok sang lugu na sibunik siyang lugu sibunik siyang lugu it narok siwa nakulup kayak tok it notinigli uwa ublakon tu sa asuk tugut suli manna sabari kakput kanok tasama itim matigin nirok sing tak na suli ikhoti luta uwa ublakon
smart
fire kingulik sang na hota Ami ilasi Saturday mi sama utang nakit. Ilasi sama ito lang nakalok mi. Aglan apiksutik sa kang nirok suli. Nikin nang nair lang mi kuminga, hunter lang mi. Ikalong nair lang mi. Ima sutsuli niya. Ukaring ngisiribut. Ubat sili ubanga kanok makunak nga upan rapak sa bahay kamning ilubirning ilubriki mako inyurot tema ni inyurot sibulemot ubalik kanok ilagik magata mako kingubengit pilyagok subit pito nga pibisakto sa masulit naman na kanok Ilagi tilak putit na kangek sinira katarlugu piguk tigu nakuna yakmi. Uba ilagi nirak lahuta piyul laktun mako inyupet ilagi nirak sarmik. ikayuti nerlermik uvat sibut lengit kanok tasamma ilagin nekpata itna ila permitun piraksara langit naloksigit naloksibut sama temanna sabaksa sibunermi et kisitmik uvaguk kuyatigil lakke tapko mani itol lagukto aglan or lagukto si Onlautosiittu kingunikahusi aglan nayutit leksi ikayutit leksi tabra akustirohun lapeakta kuyatikikput uvavut tamanna uvavut uvavut utukhanani inyivuktavut tusahlasimakakput makon utapta nalukkangat tamallaksaksirah Ilipsi puip kaklugu ikayokuta tasamma kanugluguli aglaksarisikut sabaksho walaoktugut kakugun teima katisulgitpisi in a few months kapsini tatkini naga ukiit kikpaan aglanubamanna kilamikshogoto matun islaplunipir Ilisimoraktot in ngeita itna pitluni uva ilipsi ikayulla peagiptigut ilisimakkaptiknik kuyanaktok temnya khonaksira isummatiptiknik khonaksira kuyogumanyakligu ilisitsira ilipsitnik temmasi uvagut Pesan nak taksik juta aglaglugu tamanna ilisi makasi kanok tasamma uglakun ukhoti gisip tigut kanok suli sabak saptik nik
You saw this morning the videotape on the television of the old songs. There are still those among you from Buckland and other people who haven't given us the opportunity to make videotape. If you are not too tired, just for ourselves, just for the workshop, we would encourage you to come back this evening, 7 o'clock, and there's videotape. We'd like to take some more.
Ikpaksak aturaratakte kapsi nakunaksa iyatigu kaglan sama kangermilu makaw kisulunya atungisya katakta matnuunguk lulo cheni kupsi taatna aturarat kupsi monga utirusi 7 o'clock pan tasamaguk aglitigil kitchay uva tamanna pichukta ilangka Unnengo atigisi na atigillotasi atilluit tamongo tilluit kasakti khaktivuok sama kasoti lalakpasi ta na atigipsiknik atillusi Angayuran lak kupsi nakuna yakme. Aglan ukol kenyak ame apko siyal libut ukol ti sumat narit maungawa ku sumat narit aglan ta uko ilipsi sabaksi una utuk khaktanik it khaksi yalupsi tamat kuninga atau wayang bersisi sama maknu
Okay.
For the time.
Bye-bye. See you later. Thanks. Just a few words so that we can sort of pull a conference together. And therefore, I want to ask John if he'll speak to us.
You're wrong. The hotel can.
It can.
We can serve anything we like here. People that pay for a meal down here and they want certain things, and that's what we have on the menu. If that people here, they want something special, we can put it on. If we own it, and you own it, care what the state law, the federal law say, if we want to have something in our own hotel, if we want, we can have it. It just belongs to us, it belongs to the politicians. It's yours, and I hope that you've taken good care of you here while you were here. So I want to take care of you the best we can, because you people are special. Since you started this project, started recording all of this information that you have, I've had about a dozen people in different places asking me if they could have this information once we put it in English, and I told them no. We're not doing it for other people, we're doing it for our people. If they want to know how we did it, how to do this, we'll tell them how. Other areas, they want to do that. Other natives, other places, they want to do the same thing, we'll tell them how we did it. But this information is for our people. We can't worry about the Indians down there. We've got our own problems. We want to help our own people first. After we help our people, if we can help them first time, we'll help our people first. This program, this project, I told you the other day, we didn't know what we were going to do. We didn't know anything. All we knew was that new people were getting old, and we had all the information about our history, about our people, and we had it all locked up in their heads. Nobody was getting this information. Our younger kids, you two, we don't know nothing. We're dumb. Can't talk to you. We can't understand you. And we don't have much time to learn, to change this. When the white people first came up here, they made a big mistake. They stopped your parents, your grandparents from teaching. Because in our culture, in our people, you were the teachers. When you quit hunting all the time, and you quit working all the time, and you became a teacher. Because the younger people then, your kids, worked all the time, hunting, getting everything, working all the time. They didn't teach their kids. The grandparents, not the kids. And even when I grew up, my job was to be my honest holder. That was my job. Get her eyes. Stay with her. Live with her. And I should have learned from her. But she had already been told that, you're not supposed to keep them now. Make that kid go to school. And the white man's school. Which is fine. I'm not saying we don't want to do that anymore. But that's not enough. Because you can't make a white man out of Eskimo. You can make him a better Eskimo so that he can learn the white man's way and compete for jobs or whatever. But he's got to be a good Eskimo first. So that's why this is so important. Not to record it so they can put it in the library or someplace. So they can put it in some school and say, okay, we have a little more than ice igloos. We have a little more history than that. That's not important. The important thing is this information that you've got goes to your kids. Me, people like me, my age, and the younger, so that they learn about their people. all about their people, everything they can. Because then they're going to be proud, because we're a strong people. We got a real strong, rich past. When you look at history, the way they got it written out, they go back and they build the Chinese up. The Chinese, because they had writing, they wrote all the stuff they did down. The Egyptians, they wrote everything down. They got something to read. So they look at those people and they say, hey boy, those are rich people. Years and years ago, they had these things. Well, our people had the same thing, only we never wrote it down. They say the Egyptians, the Phoenicians, they could navigate without a compass. So what? Our people navigated without a compass too. But you want to go further. The United States is so proud, our own United States, because they got the first man to the moon. We know different. Our culture tells us that our people went to the moon a long time before they did. And our kids now, they've been taught, so they laugh when you tell them our people went to the moon. They laugh. But we want to change that around. We want them to be proud to say that our people did that before your people. Then they can stand up to that white man and say, what do you mean you're going to take that job? I can do it better than you. And they can compete. Right now they're not doing that. And that's what you people are doing here. You're going to put that pride back in your kids. You're going to make them proud to be Eskimo so they can compete against the white people. Not fight them, just live with them. They can't live with them unless they're proud Eskimo. You know that. I see it all the time. We've got bars full of them down there. You want to really see something bad, go to 4th Avenue in Anchorage and 2nd Avenue in Fairbanks. And you really see some bad stuff. Our people there, no good anymore. They can hardly talk. They can't think anymore. They're ruined. And the reason for that is because they don't know where they fit. Who are they? Where they belong? Are they Eskimo? Oh, what's Eskimo? Eskimo is no good. That's what they've been taught. And they try to be a white man? They can't. They're not white. You can't change the color of their skin. They're the same. And the white man is not going to make them a white man unless he's white. So they got to compete as an Eskimo, not as a white man. That's where you help. And this is what is important about what you're doing. Some of the things that you've done, the stories that you've told here, the history, you never tell to outsiders. You always tell just amongst yourselves. You don't tell it to outsiders because you are afraid they would laugh at you. I think we're past that stage now. Nobody's going to laugh at you. We needed something before we could do this. We're a little bit late. We're at least 10 years too late. We lost a lot of people in the last 10 years that had really good information. You fellas have really worked to try to remember some of the things in here. But you don't know it all. We've lost it. But 10 years ago, we couldn't do it. We had no way of standing up and telling people, we don't care what you think, this is for us, we're going to do it. Now we do. The land claims did this. It gave us power, white man's power, money. And that's the only power that they respect, money. We got it in manna. And that's why we can put up this hotel, and we can say, this is what we think is important to us, we're going to do it. We tell the federal government and the state government we're going to do it, and they even pay us for it. They're not very smart. But they're afraid of the power. We stand up And we tell them what we want, and they do it. And that's how we can do it now, and we couldn't do it before. And that's what we need to do. And we start, we need to build our people back up again. Make them back up. We'll take what's good in our culture that you're telling us, and we'll help you. I can't do it. I don't know. All I can do is what you tell me. I know because I feel it, because I miss being an Eskimo, that I need it. And I know these other kids my age or younger need it too. That's why I can push them. I can't do anything. I can just say I want it because I don't know. It's up to you. You have to do it. You have to teach us. We can put it all down, but that's not enough. You have to start teaching it again. Telling people. And I'll help. I'll tell them, these kids, how important this is. But it's up to you to still teach them. We got to make this fun. All the good stuff. If you don't want any bad stuff, you know, if something is wrong, you feel it's wrong, we don't want that. It's nice to know, good and bad, what happened years ago. That's nice for us to know about it. But when we're teaching from here on, we want to teach the good stuff. And there's a lot more good stuff in our history, in our culture, than there is in the white.